every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAA. CRRRMMMADRAHAPAFAIR.
Are we speaking for LA now?
LA? OA? Did I miss OA? I'll speak for OA.
Okay.
I'll speak for OA.
Okay.
Today. I'm clearly an overeater.
Okay. So we'll speak for any of them.
But I don't eat obsessively. So I guess I'm not really. I don't know what's going to. I know what's going to happen after I start eating. Eventually I'm going to get full and I'm going to stop.
You sure?
Yes. Perfect. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet,
dude.
I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the Bruce news, because Shelley said there's something porno. Yeah,
there's
in
something
it.
Special.
Something yeah. about swallowing.
She has
something
special.
Yeah. I do.
Something protein and salt related, probably.
Actually, it is.
Of course. See.
It's totally protein and salt related.
Dude. Sweet.
Dude.
Sweet. You know what I thought you said last time? I thought I said, sweet. And you went, toot.
No, dude.
Toot.
Marvelous
sweet.
Musical treat that you eat. Toot. Sweet. Toot. Sweet.
You know what? Most people have no idea what that is, and they're like, they've eaten shrooms again. Listen to them.
I know. Well, we have.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We have, but that's beside the point.
The greatest thing about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, written by Ian Fleming, the guy who wrote all the James Bond. And you know what? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is the car that does, like, everything.
Yeah.
And all the people have names, like, the way the Bond, you know, Bond movies.
Truly Scrumptious.
Bond movies, Pussy Galore. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Truly Scrumptious.
You two are truly scrumptious. Never, ever, ever go away.
That's the way you take something totally porno and tone it down to, like, Disney movie style.
Yeah.
She's not Pussy Galore. She's Truly Scrumptious. That's a little scary now that I think about
it. We just call her True.
True. True.
True.
You know what that means? You know what that truly means?
True.
True.
True of.
True of. Dude.
It's what brings us together today.
The Princess Bride.
Skip to the end.
Yeah, it's sad that
men
we all knew
wife.
That immediately.
Say
huh?
Man and wife.
It's time for the it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have shout outs to Phil, Bill, Donald, Fran, and Deborah.
Phil Bill,
we need a Jill. And a Gill.
Okay, let's see.
Where
because
were we?
I know you guys are waiting for that one. I'm going to scroll down to that story.
Okay.
Sweet.
Because I know that you are definitely waiting for that one. If I can find it.
That's okay. You could have just done them. Would be like the Heinz ketchup.
Anticipation. Yeah, isn't that you're supposed to leave them waiting?
Is making
leave them wanting more?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
This is like premature ejaculation.
All right.
Wow.
Overseas. This is not in the U.S. yet. But
I already have a feeling to say damn.
Pizza Huts overseas are test marketing a new product called the Squirting Crust that is filled with cheesy goodness. And it actually says, they're little, I'm quoting here, they're tangy sauce. It's a squirting cheesy. Crust.
Wait a minute.
With cheesy goodness and a tangy sauce.
Don't we already have that here?
No, we just have stuffed crust. This is squirting. And I saw the picture, and you can Google it and look at the advertisement. When you bite into it, it squirts.
Is Paris Hilton doing the commercial?
No, it's just some brunette.
Oh.
Who's doing the commercial?
Just some brunette.
Oh, it's a chick.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Of course. Of course.
I'm going to go look that up.
You should.
Is she hot?
Mildly.
Does she take all that cheese?
Squirting Pizza, starring Ginger Lynn and Jenna Jameson.
Well, the commercial,
Jenna Jameson.
The commercial is actually about the girl.
Came out and supported a politician the other day.
The girl is getting proposed to. A guy's proposing marriage while she's eating the squirting crust pizza.
Of course he is.
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is.
She takes one bite and he goes, "Will you marry me?"
Hey, honey. Take another bite of that pizza.
You made a pizza do that?
Wow.
So. Okay, let's find another one.
So. You said it was about salt and protein. Now,
it was.
Now
it was. Cheese has protein, and it was in salt, and cheese is salty. It's salt and protein.
Because
I think they'll come out with the breadsticks that do the same thing.
That reminds me of, they came out with, and it was very short-lived on the shelves. Yoplait came out with what they called Express, which was like yogurt in a tube. And you squeezed the yogurt out, and they called it Express. So every woman in the world looked at that, every woman who's given birth and lactated, looked at that and said, okay, I am not expressing anything into my mouth. Because that's what it's called when you nurse a child, you're expressing milk.
I think that that's patently untrue for most of those women.
Why?
I'm sure they've expressed many things directly.
Not their
into
own
them.
Breast milk.
Into their mouth.
Not their own breast milk. They're not going to.
But
it didn't work.
You were talking yogurt. You weren't talking their own breast milk.
I know, but it's called Express, and it's yogurt. And they're, no, women would not go. I wouldn't go for that. Not in a million years.
What if it was throat yogurt? I'm just asking the question. I'm not making any judgment calls.
This show's right on the line.
Ladies, write into Recovery 101 and give them your opinion. And
all
would
right.
you express throat yogurt?
Now, where was I? In Texas, I'm not
Thank
sure
God.
She actually, I'm not sure this woman actually missed, but if she didn't miss, it was a heck of a trick shot. Texas woman, not named, I mean, well, she is named, but the name is not in the, mm-hmm. the husband and wife okay. are not
so
named.
So she has a name.
They have names, they're just not listed in the story.
Okay.
They're from College Station, Texas, though. They have been leaving bowls of cat food out for their cats. You know, that go in and out of the house. And apparently this skunk was coming around and eating the cat Ooh. Food, and they didn't want the skunk around. So, you know, and in Texas, you know, Texas is the land of guns for all.
That's right.
She went out with her .45 and squeezed off a shot at the skunk when it came up toward the cat food bowls. The shot, she missed the skunk. The bullet ricocheted off the porch, penetrated the back door of the house, and hit her husband in the abdomen.
Ow.
Oh.
Yeah. Now he was
It's
lucky.
A 45?
It's a 45.
That stings.
Yeah.
It's more like 44 Magnum.
He was airlifted to the hospital. Fortunately, he's not dead. The bullet did not damage any vital organs.
Abdomen is a really
yeah.
bad place
shot
to get
shot, too. Shot in the
stomach
is no fun.
Yeah. Well, he was lucky. It managed to not lodge in any organs, so he's going to be okay.
What did the skunk do?
I guess it ran away.
Sprayed.
It doesn't say.
I would think it would spray as it was running away.
First of all, how does somebody in Texas with a .45 miss shooting a skunk?
Well,
did she get it with
probably
the,
not.
Did she
very
get it with
far.
The second shot?
No, it doesn't say that she squeezed off another. But I'm wondering if maybe, you know, because she only, according to the story, fired one shot and she missed the skunk, and she is a gun owner from Texas. I'm wondering if she actually didn't intend that.
She claims it ricocheted. She fired it straight through the back door at her husband.
Played for and got.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he took away her beer. Because in Texas, apparently, you know, taking away somebody's beer is grounds for grievous
dismissal.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I claimed I was shooting at somebody to ricochet. Because I'm telling you what, ricocheting off something and going through the door.
A skunk is not a real fleet animal.
No, it doesn't run real fast.
They're not very fast.
No.
And
usually when that ricochet hits near a skunk, the first thing it would do would be spray.
I would think.
And if you shoot
there was
it,
no
if you
skunk.
Shoot it, it's the last thing it does.
Okay, let's move on to Germany here. Mainz, Germany, or Mons.
I'm getting jet lag here.
Mons, Germany. 3,000 people had to be evacuated. Now I've already messed it up.
Wow.
The story was published in Mons, Germany. The story takes place in Munich. I hate when newspapers do that. The story takes place in Munich. 3,000 people had to be evacuated from Munich, the middle of Munich. Construction workers working on a building that had been demolished found an undetonated 550-pound World War II bomb.
Ooh. That'll do a little bit of damage.
That'll send people scurrying.
Yes, so they evacuated everyone in the area and then brought in explosive experts who detonated the remains of the bomb and caused several fires in nearby buildings.
Dude, 500-pound bomb is a big bomb.
Yeah.
What cracks me up about the story, if you go and look at the story online, there's a picture of one of the bomb experts standing next to the unexploded bomb and thinking, and he's not wearing any gear or anything, he's just standing there smiling.
A 500-pound bomb, I think you got to be a pretty good distance away.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're wearing the protective stuff, this is stuff that would blow up buildings.
Yeah, the reason they reported it from Mon was because that's where they went to before they pushed the button to explode the bomb.
Yeah, right. Probably.
Like, I'm getting out of Munich.
Dude. You know, I would think that all over Europe, I would think that in London and stuff, there's probably some unexploded ordnance somewhere.
Yeah.
There has been a swarm of earthquakes. Interestingly enough, I didn't feel any of them.
There was one today.
Yeah, in Southern California. Yeah.
There's probably six or seven of
over
them
over the
today.
Last. No, there are dozens. Dozens of them.
Yeah, but there always is.
Mostly out in Brawley, which if you don't know California,
it's kind of
it's not the middle of nowhere, but you can see it from there.
Yeah,
it's pretty far out there. But
where is Brawley?
Go to Indio and make a right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's like that's. Yeah, no, you can see nowhere
you
from there.
You can see nowhere from there.
Scientists are still monitoring the Imperial Fault, but they don't believe that the fault will move based on this swarm. Apparently it's a deep, the swarms are coming from hot material passing through the Earth's crust, but it's so far down that we're just
magma.
I know what it is. It's a promotion for Pizza Hut.
For the exploding crust?
Yeah, it's the exploding crust promotion. If white stuff starts coming out of the ground, head for the hills.
I'm wondering, though, because yesterday I was in the elevator at work, and I could have sworn we were having an earthquake.
You're Belinda.
The earthquake.
Generally speaking, a swarm of earthquakes is good. That's little tiny earthquakes releasing pressure along
well,
the road.
Well, they say it's not.
No, according to the scientists, we now have a 5% chance of having a major earthquake. Which is not a really big percent, but still.
So whatever happened to the small earthquakes relieve stress on the
That's
lines.
For a slip strike quake.
Near
that's
certain
not these.
Fault lines, not these, though. These aren't doing that.
Yeah, these are different. This is a different type
are
of
quake. Are we
fight.
Saying that tomorrow we're going to have beachfront property
I'm
here?
Really, I'm really wondering because, you know, we have a 5% chance of having a major earthquake in the next 40 years. Okay.
I think they mean in the near future.
In the near future?
Like... Because
okay,
as a result
those numbers
this.
Go way up then.
What do they say the near future is?
The 5%. The next 40 years.
No, I mean, how many years is that?
Well, these are paleontologists that are making this report.
Yeah. That could be millions.
Yeah.
It says, after that kind of an earthquake, there is a 5% chance a larger quake will follow.
I don't think we want to be sitting here if there's a major earthquake.
At Laguna Beach? Hell no. There'd be a tsunami.
Those are cool.
Mm.
I was at Laguna Beach one time. I was at Laguna Beach one time when there was a tsunami warning.
Well, actually, you know what, though? It wouldn't be that hard to go up the hill because there's already a lot of Laguna Beaches up above the water quite a ways anyway.
Yeah.
Probably, actually, most of Laguna except for the main area of downtown, which is quite low. But all the stuff up on the hills should be okay. Mm-hmm. We would need to go a little bit, a few blocks.
Okay.
Up the hill.
My dad had the bright idea of going up on the roof of the three-story structure we were staying in to watch for it.
Were you down at sea level?
Yeah.
Oh.
That probably wouldn't help you much.
No.
In retrospect, I realized that at the time I was eight. It sounded like a good idea to me.
After all those videos of the Japanese tsunami?
Yeah.
Yeah, buildings. What kills me is I saw some of those videos the other day. that like the concrete buildings and stuff. Mm-hmm. These guys are filming out of one building, and the building that looks just like the one they're in is crumbling next. And I'm thinking, what kind of heart attack that must that give you? You're watching a building that's identical to yours getting swept away, and you're hoping you're safe.
Gives you a twitchy feeling in your stones.
Oh, my God. It gives me a twitchy feeling watching it.
Okie dokie. Now, where was the story I was looking at?
Right. Yikes. There. There it is. That's
no, that's not the one.
That must be. There it is.
That's not it.
Oh, that's it right there.
Yeah, there
it is.
Okay.
In Vero Beach,
Florida.
Yes. Clayton Joseph Schway.
It's got to be a dope story.
Schwing.
No, it's not. Went into a Dunkin' Donuts and attempted on several occasions he ordered donuts, coffee, and ice cream, and then demanded that they give them to him for free because he is a DEA CIA agent, which there's no such thing, and demanded the items from the Dunkin' Donuts, said that he was there investigating crooked cops undercover, that he works for America's Most Wanted, which has nothing to do with the DEA or CIA, and that he carries a gun.
Well, if he carries a gun, he should have just pointed the gun at him and said, give me these for free.
Apparently, he really needs donuts, coffee, and ice cream.
You know what I think is cool is that Dunkin' Donuts and Winchell's Donuts and all these other donut places, probably Krispy Kreme's as well, will give a free donut to a cop. Because how do you want to... I wonder how often donut shops get ripped off when they know that at any minute a cop may be coming in to get their free donut.
Not very often, I would think.
I would not think so.
Yes, well, he was arrested. When he was arrested, he told the cops that he is a CIA profiler. But he was arrested for impersonating an officer.
I'm deep cover.
I'm deep so deep cover. They don't even know I'm here.
Yeah.
Cops said that told him that the CIA generally does not investigate crooked cops that go to get donuts.
They were looking for those cops Bruce was talking about, the ones who go get the free donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, this story is kind of in the UK.
Uck.
But she moved to New Jersey.
Yeah. Jersey.
So it started in the UK.
Yeah.
Uck to yeah. It started in the UK, moved to New Jersey. This is a nurse. Her name is Kim Ramsey. She's 44 years old. She has a condition called persistent arousal disorder. She experiences as many as 100 orgasms a day. The slightest movement can trigger an orgasm. She can't take the train. She can't get on a bus. She can't do anything. She said it's totally disrupting her life, and she wishes she would never have another one.
Yeah, she's stress-free. Stress-free, baby.
She's stress-free.
Wow.
They
is there a way to get this disorder?
They think that it was triggered. Well, apparently she's got nerve damage. They think that that it was triggered.
I might have nerve damage.
By a fall she took downstairs 10 years ago.
She fell down the stairs and was she coming or going?
She's both now. Dude, I have nerve damage. I'm looking for a staircase tomorrow. Wow.
Oh, brother. Okay, New York, the city where you can't do anything.
The name's so nice, you have to say it twice.
Not going
to
be able to get an energy drink either if they have their way.
No energy drinks?
Well, Bloomberg, in conjunction with the Attorney General, Bloomberg has apparently bullied the Attorney General into investigating the multi-billion dollar energy drink industry because he believes that they're deceiving customers with misstatements.
Like what, you won't get wired after you drink this?
Yes, so he wants to ban them.
Bloomberg's,
no, but I mean, what would the
control?
No, but what would the statement be? Everything they talk about is it gives you tons of energy.
Well,
it wakes you up. So what are they, it doesn't?
I don't know. He just wants... They've launched an investigation. And you know, the last time Bloomberg launched an investigation into something, they ended up with tiny little sodas. So...
I think they
What's
should
the
serve...
What's the unemployment level in New York?
I don't know.
I think they should serve rock stars in only 16-ounce and greater amounts. We could use a rock star right now for our peanut gallery.
Yeah, the peanut gallery's falling asleep.
Mike's been up since yesterday.
Mikey's got the nods. He's either agreeing with everything we say or he's falling asleep.
I just can't imagine. I mean, think about the people who generally live in New York, the average New Yorker. I cannot figure out how the average New Yorker is putting up with all this crap. It's the nanny state gone mad, and they're just not saying anything.
Yeah, like you can't have a big gulp anymore.
Yeah.
Really? The city is saying I can't have a big gulp. That's
and
just jacked
you
up.
You can't have a big gulp. You can only smoke in your private home. You can't... Well, no fats. They took all the fats out of the food.
Trans fats.
Trans fats. What else is... He's banned something else. I forget.
Are they
going to
change my diapers, too?
I don't, well, if he has his way, you won't need any diapers. They'll just, you know, when you hit a certain age, they'll just stick you in a home and hook you up to machines.
Logan's Run.
Yes, exactly. You'll turn 35 and they'll off you.
Soylent Green is people.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. We're way over time.
Okay.
But there was one more
that
I wanted
more.
To do.
There's always one more.
Of course.
But now I can't remember where it was. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Boozy news for 500, Alex.
A Virginia Beach gay couple is suing when they came back from their vacation. Their bag had been searched by the TSA.
And what was missing?
Nothing was missing. They had taken a sex toy out of the bag. The TSA had taken a sex toy out of the bag, smeared it in some greasy, smelly stuff, and then duct taped it to the top of the suitcase. This is not the only thing.
Smeared it in some greasy,
smelly stuff.
Sure it wasn't already greasy when they pulled it out?
No, it's like some petroleum thing. And that's not all. A writer... coming back from a trip, found a handwritten note on a TSA, we've inspected your bag type of form, that said, she had a vibrator in her bag, that said, get your freak on, girl. I think the TSA is a little out of control.
Yes.
But can you imagine, they're suing because they said they were humiliated and embarrassed and mortified.
Well,
and
I would say
I'd be
the
too.
Crank and dildo taped to the outside of the bag is a little excessive.
Just a little.
They get your freak on, girl. They should have left that note inside.
Yikes.
With the guy's number.
Yeah, Mark's not going to say anything.
I mean, what do you say to that? That's out of control.
Okay, that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
We are.
Sweet.
We have stuff to talk about.
We do. Shelly, step 11.
Sought through prayer and meditation.
Meditation.
I've been doing it wrong.
Wait a minute. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve my unconscious contact with God?
Yeah.
To improve my conscious contact.
Oh, conscious contact. Well, I have been doing
what's
it
what's the medication for?
There's no medication. There's no medication. It's meditation, not medication.
Oh, never mind.
Mark's like... be taking a newcomer chip. Shit. So, how about you, Shelly? How do you do it?
Well, I don't meditate a lot because I tend to fall asleep when I do that.
That's God's will for you.
Yeah.
That's God talking to you. What you're saying is God is completely boring. Is that what happens? Yeah. God talks to you when you meditate and you fall asleep?
I mean, what does God say to you when you meditate? Lullaby.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah. What you know what God says to Shelley when she's meditating? I will count backwards from 10, 9, 8, 7. You're feeling sleepy.
Six.
I try to improve my conscious contact with God by every time I feel myself starting to get agitated, stop and say a prayer, usually the third step prayer.
What's your number, Bruce?
7.
6.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's basically what I do. I mean, sometimes in the evening, if I go to bed and I've had a really bad day or I'm having a headache or something like that, I will try. My sponsor's given me a series of like meditation instructions, and I'll do those. If anybody would like those meditation instructions, I can email them to you. Just let me know.
Mark.
What?
What do you do? Prayer and meditation.
To improve my conscious contact?
By the way, Peanut Gallery wants you to forward them to him. Yeah.
I do both on a regular basis. When I had about 3 years in this program, we actually started an 11-step meeting. And it was one of my favorite meetings.
Just go to sleep for
an
hour and a half?
Yeah. We used to call it nap time in kindergarten. But
yeah, juice and a cracker.
Right after milk and cookies. So, no, but, you know, it's really funny because I listen to people talk about, you know, meditation. So many people talk about how unhappy they are with the level of meditation that they have. And they struggle with it. And my question is, if you've turned your will and life over to the care of God, however long you meditate, wasn't that God's will for how long you meditated?
If you turned your will over to him?
It's not, your life's not your own.
I don't know about you guys. When I tend to do a lot of my prayer and meditation is when I'm driving. Because I will...
That's kind of terrifying.
I will...
Closes his eyes and breathes slowly.
Yeah. I will turn off the radio, and I will pray. And then I will leave the radio off, and after I'm done praying, I'll do like my... I have a track of prayers in the morning. I do third step, seventh step, serenity prayer, Lord's prayer. I figure I'm pretty covered. And then when I'm done praying, I'm usually done with that series of them by the time I get to about where the train tracks up here. Then I've got from there to the rest of the way to my store... where I don't really think about anything, and I just see what comes back.
So God talks to you on the other side of the tracks?
Yeah. Sometimes God tells me, God damn it, that guy just cut you off.
Yeah, I'm sure God tells you that all the time.
Yeah, it's really funny because I've told the story before about when I was driving, and I was thinking about it. I needed to work more on my meditation, and the next day I got in the car, started the car, and the radio quit working.
Awesome.
And you drove that car once because you said, what's wrong with your radio?
Yeah. Dude, it's stuck on channel MED.
Yeah.
KMED.
Yeah.
K-Meditate.
Yeah, God wants me to meditate more.
What do you guys tell your sponsees?
They
get to that
stuff. The ones that got to the 11th
Yeah, the ones that get to the 11th
I was going to say, when I get there, I'll let you know.
You have one that did, didn't you? Oh, no, she only got through 9.
Oh, no, actually, I do have one that did make it.
If they got to 9,
they
got to 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah, no, I do have one that has gotten up that far, and I actually gave her, because she's a member of a specific faith, I found her a book of prayers from that faith, and we talked about the meditation exercises that my sponsor gave me and stuff like that, and she says it really helped her a lot.
I feel bad now. I've never given anyone meditation exercises.
Me either.
I've had them read about it in the 12 and 12. There's a modicum of it in the big book as well. But I've never actually given someone like a work thing and do this, do this, do this.
Yeah.
I've found that for me personally, as long as I pray first and then I listen second, that seems to work. And that usually seems to be like where my God conscience, my conscience comes up and goes, you know, you should really be doing blah, 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 blah. And I go, that's not really what I want to hear. And then I'm like, but that's what it's saying. So maybe that's what I should do.
How about the second part of the 11th step?
To improve our conscious contact? I think that improving your conscious contact with them is, you do that by praying and meditating every day. I mean, that's what's doing it for me. I mean, the way that I improve my contact with them is talk to him, let him talk to me. How about you guys?
I find out God's will for me, and I ask for the power to carry it out.
Huh? Oh, and the power to carry that out?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you get it from.
Praying only for his will.
Your meditation.
Because I need to find out what God's direction is for me. I think it's basically whichever way I'm going.
How about you, Shelley?
I don't know. The conscious contact part I do by saying thank you all the time. When you're in gratitude, you're a lot more I find that I'm a lot more connected to God when I'm grateful than when I'm not.
Bruce just went to a 7.5.
And I know we're supposed to pray only for his will for us, but I will admit to having broken down and said a very selfish prayer last week.
Don't let Bruce die.
Basically.
Oh.
And
it worked.
Honest, and to be honest, I wasn't doing it for Bruce's sake. It was very selfish. It was for me. I was like, please don't take away my best friend.
Oh.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
I take back every bad thing I've ever said about you.
Or thought.
When did you say bad things about me?
Or thought. Or meditate.
Never.
Oh, now we're going to talk.
Never.
Never.
Now we're going to have a big discussion.
Uh-oh. Turn
I'm
it over.
Kidding.
Turn it over. Let it go.
I'm
going to
turn myself right over his head.
Oh.
You turn him over.
Yeah.
Turn him over. Crack him one upside the melon.
You think you got a 7 now, buddy?
You're going to have a 12 in a minute.
Yeah.
Come up behind you with that sledgehammer that Connor had in his dresser drawer.
Yes.
That's a little concerning. You go in your 19-year-old's room, you're looking for something, you open a dresser drawer, there's a fucking big mallet in there. It's like, dude, why is there a gigantic mallet in your drawer? And what's even more concerning is when Shelly goes, oh no, that's mine. Why do you have a big mallet?
I used to have tons of tools before they all got
removed. Yeah, but it's a mallet.
Yeah, you hammer things in with it.
But like what? It's a mallet.
Well, at any rate, it wasn't mine. Connor,
you hammer someone's head in with a mallet.
Connor reminded me.
Is that the strangest thing you've ever found in the house?
Well, we have swords up on the wall.
No, that's not the strangest thing. You know what the strangest thing is? When I'm inside my house, I'm having an emotional crisis, and I find a bird feather. And it's happened more than once. They're my little God feathers. When I'm praying, usually because I'm having an emotional crisis, and I'm finding a feather, I'm in the middle of my house. There are no birds in my house. And I've
did you get the feather out of one of the cat's mouths?
No.
Oh, just checking.
It was underneath the pillow.
No, we don't have feather pillows.
Oh. It's because all the feathers have come out.
Okay.
I had a sponsee go out, and I was helping his mother move some stuff.
What is?
And found an axe. That makes you a little nervous.
In his room?
In a box, yeah. He had packed in a box. An axe.
I don't think we have anything weird like that, do we?
An axe? There's an axe around here somewhere.
But that was Zeke.
We're in a studio, and there's two saws right behind your head.
Yeah, that's
and
what I
one of them is like a tree cutting saw.
Yeah.
It's not even.
That's why I said, if there was an earthquake here, this is not where I'd want to be sitting.
Yeah, actually, that tree cutting saw I used to cut down the lime tree.
Oh,
which grew back.
I was going to say that giant lemon tree we have in our backyard.
Whatever lemon lime.
Have we packed enough recovery into this episode yet?
Yeah, okay, we're done. Let's go meditate. You can take a nap.
Are you ready? 10 seconds of meditation starting now. Oh, I feel much better.
Just because we were quiet doesn't mean we were meditating.
That wasn't 10 seconds?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I went 1,000, 2,000 to 10.
Oh, he did the 1,000 thing.
Yeah. That's official timing for Recovery 101.
Okay.
That's the world clock.
Yeah. Shelly.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Yeah. So, Shelly, what would your final thoughts on step 11 be?
I think that if you are having trouble meditating or finding God's will for you, just sit. Mark Twain said, sometimes I sits and thinks, and sometimes I just sits. So just sit. Don't do anything. That is extremely helpful.
That helps in a lot of things.
Yeah. One of my pastor used to say, be still. Just be still.
So, Mark,
yeah.
What are your final words?
By working the 11th step, it lets me know that I am living what God's will is for me.
I say if you don't increase your conscious contact with God, you'll increase your unconscious contact with drugs.
Or booze.
So, Mark.
Yes.
We have a friend back east.
We do have one back east.
Just one.
Just one. That's it. Anything east of the Mississippi is not Recovery 101 territory, I guess. Now, we have Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to recovery101.net, which is our site. You can scroll down. You can find the 12-Step Gazette link and click it. Take you right to his site. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have an Alano Club or recovery home or someplace where many of the sick gather, contact Bruce.
Like this studio.
Like this studio. And Bruce does mail us out many copies.
Yes, he does.
Because he will send you out copies to strew about the place.
Strew.
If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce directly, and he will set you up with everything you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. Shelster.
So you go to recovery101.net. You click on a show. You click like. If you are already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just been counted. If you are not a member, you have the opportunity to become a member. It's free. It's fun.
Woohoo.
You can get updates when we post the shows. You can follow us. You can add us to playlists because that will really rock your party. And you can comment on old shows.
That
you can
rock
click
the
like on old shows. You can join the brigade of fans that are, or why do we call them fans?
The lemmings.
Join the brigades. That are
I like lemmings.
Jostling for position to comment first.
Recovery lemmings.
The Recovery 101 lemmings.
Just do it.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We try not to.
We just don't.
Yeah, Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
It's by Booby Trap, and the name of the song is Dream.
Dream of boobies. You can click on their picture from the recovery101.net site and go and check out their Facebook page.
Yeah.
Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. Stepping in the club, shouting for the wooden cop, couple with a dreamy eye, from the blues out of the sky. Since it's been April, we're just ahead, a little bit scared, so when you walk in, get together, maybe I can. How can I get? Shouting up at the pretty cop, couple with a dreamy eye, and a weird look in the sky. Since you're in the morning,
little bit of skin, so when the war gets together, maybe I can.